He is Le Champion. His beloved LA Dodgers finally got it done. They win the World Series first time in 32 years, 1988. And yes, Jim White and I were both alive in 1988. We're old. Jim, congratulations. We'll talk Titans in a minute. I'm going to talk to you about the Dodgers. Congratulations. You know, Titans at the Bengals, 12 noon, News Channel 5. Bengals have one of the worst rushing defenses in the NFL. Run Derrick Henry 30 times. You'll be fine. Jim, congratulations. There's no better feeling than when your beloved team wins a championship, no matter how old you get. So I'm not exactly the biggest Dodger fan, but I'm happy for you, my friend.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. It's been a long time, and I was in college the last time the Dodgers won, and I still remember going out and wearing my Dodgers hat that night, and didn't dream it would be 32 years later before I'd get a chance to celebrate again. And you know, people who know me, and probably all of us that are in sports, you know, you have teams that you've liked since you were a kid, and and followed them, and been a diehard, you know, from the very beginning. And you know, my mom always used to tell me, you know, you shouldn't take sports so seriously.
Sorry, mom.
The ups and downs of the sports, but I've always kind of been, you know, an all-in sports guy. So I've loved the Dodgers my whole life. You know, seeing so many disappointing seasons come to an end, I can't tell you how happy I was to see him win the other night. And, you know, because I thought of, you know, about all the times I'd sit in my car with my dad growing up, listening to radio calls of games from other cities where you could pick them up on Camel X out of St. Louis or out of Chicago or Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or Atlanta, anywhere you could get Napa, where you watch them on TV. So I thought about all those days and thought about the heartache and all the conversation I've had with my dad watching these games over the years, and for them to win, it, you know, it was, I was pretty fired up, I have to say. I haven't cried like that since I dropped my kids off at college, which was a lot.
Jimmy White is our guest, of course, the senior writer, editor for TitansOnline.com. Titans at the Bengals this Sunday, 12 noon. You can watch it on News Channel 5. Well, as I said, we'll get to that in a little bit. But I want to talk more with Jimmy about the Dodgers winning the World Series. I'm happy for you. I'm definitely happy for your dad. But you know who I'm happiest for? Your lovely wife, because you have put her through so much these last few years. We have talked about it both on the air and off the air. How relieved is she that finally the Dodgers got it done and her husband can be normal for a winter?
Oh, if you only knew. Yes, my wife is a trooper. I mean, from the time we first got married, you know, I used to be the kid that would, I was a kid, I guess. I was in my young 20s when I got married. I've been married for 28 years now.
No, God bless you, brother.
And when we first got married, you know, I had the Sony Walkman. I was talking about listening to games on the radio from with my dad in an old station wagon in the driveway. But, you know, even when I got married, you know, I'd listen to games, you know, on my Sony Walkman in bed, and, you know, I'd hit the mattress when Dodgers would go. And any game, granted, don't start at 7 o'clock. These Dodger games start at 9:10, so you're talking 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm hitting the mattress or getting excited in the middle of the night just trying to go to get some sleep because you're school teachers. You got to get up the next morning. So she's been putting up with that her whole life, and she's been putting up with me, you know, just taking these games too seriously. That game 4 when the Dodgers lost, I'd hit the floor. You know, they blew that game at the end. So she has to put up with all my mood swings. So she was excited too. I mean, she's kind of, it's funny, I was proud of her last night. I broke out my Rookie of the Year T-shirt that had Eric Kiros, Raul Mondesi, and Mike Piazza, had Dayo Nomo on the front of it. It thing's 25 years old, and I didn't let her see the names on there. I held up and said, "Could you name these four guys?" And she went right down the line. Well, this is Eric Kiros, this is Mike Piazza, this is Hideo Nomo. So I mean, she kind of lived it with me. So she was excited too. You know, she's grew up with me, at least, watching Vince Scully at night and being a diehard. So she's happy, and yes, and I promise her, I said, I promise you, moving forward, I'll never have the pressure on me that I did this year, because it's been 32 years,
sure.
and I didn't know if I'd ever see it. So no matter what happens moving forward, I don't think I'll ever be as much of a basket case as I was this year. So I think she's thankful for that.
Well, listen, you're Nashville born and raised. Mookie Betts is Nashville born and raised. It's hard not to root for that guy. I mean, you talk about a five-tool player. He's now won two World Series, one in each league, and what a spark plug he's been for the Dodgers since coming over. And obviously Price wasn't a part of it, but I'm sure he was there in spirit. What can you say, being a Nashville guy and a Dodger fan, and getting to watch Mookie Betts play for your team?
Well, it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, I went to Father Ryan, and he went to Overton High School, which was my high school's biggest rival when I was in school. Now, I guess they've done the reclassification, and they don't play each other every year like they used to. But you know, Father Ryan and Overton used to be the two big rivals in town, to have, you know, the Dodgers star player be from that school. And I live in Brentwood, drive down Franklin Road, you know, pretty much every week and past John Overton High School. And just to think that that school produced, you know, the Dodgers kind of phenom. And I take a lot of pride in that, you know, take a lot of pride in Walker Buehler, you know, from Vanderbilt.
Yep. Who gotta give him love this morning too.
Yeah. And Matt Beatty, who played at Belmont, that went to Dresden, from Dresden, Tennessee. I know David Price, unfortunately, that he wasn't a part of it because he was, you know, because he opted out. But, you know, it's neat when your team, also has some other ties to your city and to, you know, the teams you kind of followed, in college as well. So that's all made it even more special. I mean, what a fun guy he is to watch. What a spark plug he is. Just to see him interact with players on the other team, whether it's the Brewers or the Padres or the Braves or the Rays. I mean, these guys, you can tell the other teams all like him. I mean, he just brings such a big personality to the game and such a good sport that I think everybody's genuinely happy for a guy like that.
Yeah, and Will Beatty, of course, former Belmont star, he's a part of that team. So a bunch of guys that we like about to get World Series rings. All right, Jimmy, let's shift gears and let's start with the most important item on the docket, Titans-Bengals Sunday. Please give us the britches report, if you don't mind.
Well, it's an old-school look for the britches report. It's the navy blue jerseys with the white britches, which is something they have not worn.
So the Bengals are going to wear white at home? That's interesting.
The Bengals are going to wear white at home. And so the Titans are wearing the blue with the white, you know, britches, which is something they haven't worn in a regular season game since they made the uniform change. So they've worn them in preseason games, but the first time for a regular season game. So that's going to be a different look, and that's a look that I think is a favorite for a lot of fans who have followed the team from the very beginning, because that was kind of the old home uniform that they used to wear on a regular basis.
Yeah, I like navy on navy, and I like navy on white. That's really my two favorite color combos. Listen, Bengals 1-5-1. They've been in pretty much every one of their games except for the Baltimore game. They've had leads, and I believe in five of their six non-wins, they've had the lead in the fourth quarter. So they're going to be a scrappy bunch. I think Joe Burrow looks great. He's the future there. I thought they did the right thing by getting rid of a disgruntled veteran in Carlos Dunlap. They trade him to the Seahawks. We were talking about him the other day. But to me, this game at least offensively, the Bengals are terrible at stopping the run. This is a feed the big man game, isn't it, Deuce Deuce?
Well, it needs to be. I mean, because, you know, not only have they been having a hard time stopping the run this year, I mean, they just, over the last 2-3 years, that's kind of been their bugaboo, is they just can't stop the run. And the Titans are obviously built to run the football. So I think that has to be one of the keys. You know, they're also dealing with a lot of injuries up front on the offensive line. This is the Titans team that's really had trouble getting to the quarterback, needs to get to the quarterback because it helps in so many different areas. So that seems like a week when you could potentially, you know, get two the rookie quarterback. But Burrow's a gamer, man. When I've watched him, I mean, he's not afraid to make throws. He's not afraid to tuck and run. You mentioned how competitive they've been. Yeah, they're 1-5-1, but they've lost four games, I think, by 5 points or less. So they've hung around and blown some games. I was talking to Jeff Hobson, my buddy that covers the Bengals for Bengals.com. He works at the Inquirer. I mean, he said if these games are 58.5 minutes, hell, they'd be one of the top teams in the AFC right now. But unfortunately, got to play the whole 60, and that's kind of been what's got them.
Jimmy Wyatt is our guest from TitansOnline.com, of course. Jimmy, how concerned are you about the lack of pass rush? Because, you know, they bring in Beasley, all the drama there. The fans wanted Clowney all offseason. You finally got him. Those two have as many sacks as you, me, and Crazy Charlie. Zero. And I know it's not all about sacks. It's about pressures and making the quarterback uncomfortable, but ..
Yeah, but in the end, you're right. It is about sacks, and it's about disrupting play, and it's about making quarterbacks uncomfortable. And, yeah, there have been some quarterbacks at Titans have played who get the ball out and make it hard on you. Roethlisberger is one of those guys, but, you know, other teams are finding a way to do it. I mean, they just played a Steelers team that had 24 sacks in five games coming in. And when you look at the Titans heading into that game, seven sacks in five games, I mean, it just pales in comparison. And I fully expected when the team signed Clowney that he would be a disruptive player. And he has flashed, but he has not taken off like they'd hope. Harold Landry, you know, leads the team in quarterback pressures, but has not been able to consistently get there. Beasley, you know, I thought he'd be slow going, but just because of all the time he missed, but he's still obviously finding his way too. So, I mean, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't concerned. And I think everybody has to acknowledge that it's a concern, because that's the name of the game on defense, is to pressure the quarterback, get off the field on third down, you know, play good defense. And part of the reason they can't get off the field on third down is because secondary's worn out from having to cover too long, because quarterbacks have too much time to throw the football. So it needs to get fixed. You know, I know Shane Bowen, I was on a conference call with him just a little bit earlier before I came on here, and said they come in bunches, and maybe this is the week where they get over the hump. But it needs to be done on a consistent basis.
Can we expect Adoree Jackson back in the lineup this week, you think?
Well, I actually thought he might play this past Sunday. I mean, watching him and knowing he was out there all 3 days leading up to the game, I kind of thought this would be his week. And I think it really speaks to Vrabel, you know. And I asked him yesterday if he kind of erred on the side of caution on players just because he's a former player. I always remember when Taylor Lewan had a concussion during Vrabel's rookie year, and Lewan was kind of saying, well, I'm going to try to play this weekend. And Vrabel said, no, you're not playing this weekend. You know, we're holding you out. And I think he's done that with the guys since he's been the head coach. And I think Adoree, you know, I think he's close, but obviously Vrabel doesn't want to put him in a position where he's not ready and doesn't look right, where he could potentially re-injure himself, where he potentially, might expose himself to being criticized or having some issues out there. So he held him out. A week removed from that, without seeing any practice. It was closed yesterday because they were in the bubble.
Right.
As long as the weather holds off, I get to see today, I have a little bit better idea. But I think he's close. I think he's real close because, again, I thought he'd play last week. So maybe this is the week where he's in there.
Well, Jimmy, first of all, I don't understand why you are not allowed in the bubble when it's a bubble practice, given that you work for the team. But anyway, that's another matter for another day. I find it hard to believe that any Titans fan wouldn't be aware of you and how to follow you. But just in case, get your plugs in, sir.
Yeah, it's at Jay Wyatt Sports is Twitter, and that's also Instagram. I'm on Facebook, and then obviously I do my writing on TennesseeTitans.com, so that's where you'll find it. And, yeah, the bubble, that's just COVID-19. That's the world we're living these days. That, you know, it's limited, you know, just who's inside. And because I'm not one of those guys that's in the regular testing, you know, they're overly cautious on who's inside, you know, structures and inside buildings and who's not. And just to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, I with everything that's kind of gone on this year and with with the strict protocols and just the fear that you're going to be the guy that brings it in the building. I'd rather stay outside and keep a distance and wear the mask and not be the guy that exposes Derrick Henry. I don't want to be in the bubble.
They'll be Titans fans outside your door waiting to get at you if you get Derrick Henry sick. You're right.
So I'm perfectly happy with keeping my distance, but I do hope practice is outside. I like watching practice. I feel like I get a lot from watching practice. So I'm hoping the weather holds off today where it's an outdoor practice and I can be out there wearing my Dodger visor.
Well, Jimmy, congratulations again on the Dodgers winning the World Series. I'm happy for you, happy for your dad, definitely happy for your wife, and thanks so much for joining us today. We always love having you on, brother.
JB, I appreciate it. Keep Crazy Charlie in line in there today.
We'll try, man. It's not easy. All right, there he goes.